It's another Jubal phone prank.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, this is Pete Eakins calling from Photography. I was looking for Heather.
This is she.
Heather, how you doing?
How can I help you?
Well,
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I'm actually wonderful. Thank you for asking. So you recently had your baby, little Tyler, in here getting his first pictures taken.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you still happy with him?
Oh, yeah. They came out beautiful.
Yeah. I thought we did a great job. Yeah. I thought we did a wonderful job on those. I know I didn't meet you when you were in here, but I am the owner of the,
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, and I thought we did a wonderful job. And you know who else thought we did a wonderful job? One of the main marketing people for Michelin Tires was in here the other day and saw one of the photos of your little Tyler, and they were like, we need that baby in ads right now.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
It's really cool.
Gosh.
So those baby pictures of your baby are going to be featured in the next Michelin Tire marketing campaign. Isn't that amazing?
That's really cool. Yeah. But I didn't give any permission, or I didn't sign any waiver
Yeah. Well, when you signed, when you signed it, there's small print here, fine print on the thing that says we can use them for whatever. So yeah, I was like, go for it. That's amazing.
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't recall seeing that. I would have. Yeah. I would have definitely noticed that.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess you didn't. So anyway, just exciting news. I was just calling to pass it along. Isn't that cool? So look for those ads.
Oh no! Please don't hang up. I'm not okay with this. I did not get permission.
Yeah, you did. Small print. Yep, you did. So anyway, yeah, it's super exciting, and I hope you're proud of your little Tyler.
I'm really upset about this. Please send me the contract, because I don't have any recollection of that. And besides the fine print, you didn't ask me. You didn't pick up the phone and call me tell me that this was even a possibility, or that it was happening.
A guy walks in and presents you with a check for $150,000. Yeah, take it. So I'm sorry if I had a little bit of a bad judgment on that.
I'm sorry. You got paid what for my child?
Oh, I didn't want to mention that. Don't worry about the money so much. It's not so much about the money. It's just about the fact that your baby's going to be the face of Michelin. That's amazing.
No. None of this is okay. You profited off of my child without notifying me or compensating my child for doing this modeling gig that apparently you gave permission for.
Well, we took the pictures and we did the work on that. So I figured.
Of my child, not yours. You made $150,000 off of my child without my permission?
More like $500. That was a down payment. Or that was a signing fee. I'm sorry. What was that?
What?
I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
Did you say something?
I'm so confused.
Did you say something?
I'm sorry. It sounds like you're getting $500,000 for it.
I didn't say that, did I?
Going on. Yes, you did. You just said that.
Okay. Yes.
I'm so confused.
The signing bonus was 150, and they're actually paying 500 big ones. So I'm probably going to retire.
I can't imagine that this company, this national brand, would pay you without my permission. So I'm going to sue you, and then I'm going to sue them, and I'm going to get so much money, your freaking head is going to spin, you idiotic moron.
Okay. Well, then I'll just let you know it's a phone prank then. How about that?
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, this is actually Jubal from The Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you, and your husband Doug set you up.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yes. He said that you just got the photos back of your baby, and he wanted to mess with you.
I can't believe that you said you were getting $500,000 and that my child wasn't getting any of that.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone pranks. Weekday mornings on the 20s.